Welcome to the 20% True Podcast, Season 5, Monster of the Week, Episode 7, The Pertinatural Hotline. I'm Carolyn Rahaman. Have reached the Pertinatural Hotline. If you are a human in need of assistance, press 1. If you are a supernatural being in need of assistance, press 2. You pressed 1. If you have been attacked, think you might have been attacked, or suspect an attack is imminent, press 1. If you are feeling uncomfortable or unsure around a supernatural being, or someone you suspect is a supernatural being, press 2. For assistance interacting with a supernatural being or beings you suspect of being supernatural, in a safe and respectful way, press 3. For general information about the supernatural beings, press 4. To return to the main menu, press 9. You pressed 2. You are feeling uncomfortable. If you have known this person for some time and you have only recently discovered their supernatural qualities, press 1. If you have known this person for some time and suspect they have supernatural qualities, press 2. If you have just met this person, press 3. To return to the main, you pressed 3. For advice on handling your interaction safely and respectfully, press 1. For information on the supernatural being you have encountered, or for an informal assessment of if they are a supernatural being, press 2. For immediate removal from this interaction, press 3. To return to the main menu, you pressed 3. For a discreet excuse to leave the interaction, press 1. For extraction from the interaction and a safe walk home, press 2. For extraction by law enforcement, press 3. To return to the main menu, press 2. You pressed 1. One of our operators, introducing themselves as Aunt Sarah, will call you at this number in exactly 2 minutes. Use this call to make your excuses and exit the encounter. If you find this agreeable, press 1. If you would like to adjust this plan, press 2. You pressed 1. You will receive a call shortly. Goodbye. Have reached the Pertinatural Hotline. If you are a human in need of assistance, press 1. If you are a supernatural being in need of assistance, press 2. You pressed 1. If you have been attacked, think you might have been attacked, or suspect an attack is imminent, press 1. If you are feeling uncomfortable or unsure around a supernatural being, or someone you suspect is a supernatural being, press 2. For assistance interacting with a supernatural being or beings you suspect of being supernatural, in a safe and respectful way, press 3. For general information about the supernatural beings, press 4. To return to the main menu, press 9. You pressed 4. General information. If you would like information on a specific supernatural species, press 1. If you would like help identifying a supernatural species, press 2. You pressed 2. If this being has unusual eating habits or food cravings, press 1. If this being has unusual physical features, or features that are not typical human traits, press 2. If in this being's presence you have experienced blackouts, altered emotions, thoughts that are not your own, been unable to move, or move not of your own volition, press 3. If you believe this creature causes nightmares or visions, press 4. If this being can transform into a different shape or remove parts of their body, press 5. If this being cannot cross boundaries that have no effect on most humans, press 6. If this being can seemingly move from one place to another instantaneously, press 7. You pressed 3. You have experienced blackouts, altered emotions, thoughts that are not your own, been unable to move, or move not of your own volition. If you have experienced blackouts, press 1. If you have experienced altered emotions, you pressed 1. If you awoke from your blackout in exactly the same position you were in when you lost consciousness, as if you sat frozen, press 1. If you have no memory of a blackout, but others have told you that they saw you somewhere you do not recall being, press 2. If you awoke as if you had been active while unconscious, press 3. You pressed 3. If it seems as though you completed everyday activities while unconscious, press 1. If some of your possessions are missing, especially jewelry, art pieces, and electronics, press 2. If there is a great deal of property damage, as if a wild animal has attacked, press 3. If it seems as though you pressed 3. If the property damage looks as though something burst into the room where you first experienced unconsciousness, press 1. If the property damage looks as though something burst out of the room where you first experienced unconsciousness, press 2. If you cannot recall, you pressed 2. If it seems as though you ate something raw or bloody, press 1. If it seems as though you pressed 1. If you are experiencing joint pain or aches, press 1. If you are experiencing, you pressed 1. If these episodes occurred on November 4th, October 5th, or September 6th, press 1. If these episodes occurred on, you pressed 1. If you have recently been bitten by a wild animal, press 1. Otherwise, press 2. To return to the main menu, press 9. If you have recently been bitten by a wild animal, press 1. Otherwise, press 2. To return to the main menu, you pressed 9. Main menu. You have reached the Pertinatural hotline. If you are a human in need of assistance, press 1. If you are a supernatural being in need of assistance, press 2. You pressed 2. Have reached the Pertinatural hotline. If you are human in need of assistance, you pressed 2. If you are looking for, you pressed 3. For inquiries regarding, you pressed 2. To refill, you pressed 1. Enter your 5-digit identification code. Your 5-digit identification code is 5-4-7-2-8-8. If that is correct, thank you. Your order of 20 pounds of raw liver will be available at Shannon's Corner Butcher Shop at 1 p.m. If that completes your order, you may hang up. The 20% True podcast was written and produced by me, Carolyn Rahaman. Music was composed by Kamiku. If you like the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts so other people can discover it. Follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/20%true. Visit my website, 20percenttrue.blogspot.com, for updates, thoughts on writing, and book reviews. And follow me on Twitter at Carrie and the Hits. Thank you.